Good morning. I'd like to call this morning's adjourned September County Board meeting to order. It is Tuesday, May 16th at 9 a.m. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles? Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg? Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
He's running a little late.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. With a quorum being present, is there a motion to approve the minutes from April 18th, 2017?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Kulick. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I'd like Mr. to make Prochaska? A motion to move 9 executive session to after 11D.
Thank you. Motion by Prochaska to move executive session to after 11D. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition, Mr. Weiss.
We do have, with Judy, we have a scholarship winner who is present today.
Great.
So Ryan. For those of you that don't remember, we had our Sky Run for the Juvenile Justice Council. Part of the thing. It's your meeting. part of what we do with our Juvenile Justice Council is we give out scholarships to students, one that's with the Juvenile Justice Council and one that's just a member of Kendall County at large. We did give out those scholarships at the Sky Run. It was a little rainy, a little cool, so we decided to do it at the county board to give a little bit more of a controlled environment. Someone's in trouble. So, Ryan was the head of our scholarship committee, Ryan Phelps, who is an assistant state attorney with our office. Go ahead and give your presentation.
All right. On behalf of the Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council, we are proud to present a $500 scholarship to Cassidy James. She will be attending the University of Tennessee, and hopefully this will help her in her academic pursuits, and we are very proud of her.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any other special recognition? Correspondence and communications, County Clerk?
I don't have anything.
Thank you. Are there any citizens to be heard on behalf of, if you want to come up? County business? Thank you. Okay. Say your name for the record.
Hi, my name is Olivia Lashober. With me today I have Carolyn Clevenger. We are your president and vice president of a group called Kendall County Senior Providers. What that group is, our mission is to, thank you. We are here dedicated to educate, interact, and support intergenerational opportunities within our senior community. So what does that mean? We're basically a group of profits and nonprofits made up here to better services for our seniors here in Kendall County. Every year, we typically hold a legislative forum where we invite state and federal representatives to attend and participate in discussions concerning services that are out there, again, for our seniors. This year, we are holding a legislative roundtable. And our title is our Kendall County Legislative Roundtable on Aging and Disability Issues. We would like to invite our local representatives, as our theme this year is big picture, small picture, whole picture, the impact of local, state, and federal policies. That being said, we're still going to invite our federal representatives, our state representatives, and we are humbly requesting that we at least get maybe our board chairman and a representative from the Finance Committee to attend this as well, because you guys do participate a lot with senior services. But that being said, it is open for all of you to come. So I do have a save the date. I have information about our organization, and I can make sure that gets into your guys' respective mailboxes.
That'd be perfect.
I always say that, you know, communication is key in any relationship that you have, whether it's with a coworker, a spouse. In this case, it's us hoping to have an open and honest discussion of what's going on with organizations, programs out there for seniors. So with that, unless you guys have any questions, that's all I wanted to say, and I hope we see you there.
What is the save of the date again? What time?
It is, I have it here.
In place.
It's August 25th, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Yorkville American Legion. We will have a formal invitation to follow, and we'll have light refreshments there, and of course they do serve lunch, so it's always a plus after
HD then.
A meeting. So, do you guys have any other questions for me, Carolyn?
Thank you for coming out.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of County Business today? Come on up.
Yes. Hi. My name is Jennifer Holloway. I'm a citizen of Oswego and Kendall County. And I have here with me as well Patty Deering. She's the representative of my homeowners association. And right now what I'm bringing to you guys is we have a storm sewer drainage problem going on in our neighborhood. It is causing lots of flooding. It's causing environmental protection problems. We've had a couple of people out from the health services to look at it, and they've given out fines and they have done their due diligence. But the storm drain system is a huge problem, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be getting manure and garbage in our backyards. I don't know if you want to add
yes,
to
this,
that.
Yes, this has started back in 2013. We had representatives from the township out here from Kendall County at our property. All the property south of Wolf Crossing is undeveloped by our neighborhood, so all of that water is coming across Wolf's Crossing through a large horse farm and into the backyards, into the storm drains of our properties.
Where's your location?
We're at Churchill Club Homeowners Association. I guess the closest would be Wolf's Crossing and
sure.
Douglas.
We had some folks at our PBZ meeting that were from the south side of Wolf Crossing this last week, who also are having drainage issues from Churchill Club coming south. As well, so we have been in touch with Oswego and just in the last week about trying to clean up some of this. But if you have more information, I think Mr. Davidson, are you kind of spearheading that with the PBZ?
We just need somebody to go to, because we're not getting
sure.
a response.
We have actually contacted as well the civil engineer that you guys work with, Greg Chismark.
Yeah.
And he, whoever was above him, told him that he couldn't come out to look at the problem. And we need somebody to look at this problem, because
sure.
it's huge. It's caused all of our trees and shrubbery has died. Our yards are wet all the time. There's mosquitoes. And like I said, there's manure in our backyards all the time. And we need to know who to go to help us with this problem, because right now it's been going on for 4 years that we've been contacting people with the village, people with, I mean, everywhere basically. And nobody's really looking at the problem.
Okay.
We need someone to look at the problem seriously.
And the only help we've really gotten is from the EPA to ticket.
Mr. Davidson?
If you would please talk to Matt. See, he's got his hand back there. Well, this area is diced up to city, county, township. It hasn't been brought in. You know, everybody's piecemealing it up. So I'm not going to, you know, let's talk to him, and we'll try and see who we should go see if we can twist some arm or two, and maybe we can solve your problem. Okay?
But we just need somebody to help us.
I'll be happy to take a ride out and look at it myself.
Yeah, okay. That would be great. We would appreciate any help with this, because right now it keeps getting worse, and it's eroding, and it's coming into places that aren't the storm where the storm drain is anymore. It's coming into everyone's yards, and I speak for probably 5 or 6 of my neighbors. So yes, anyone that could come out and help us, that would be great, and we're just asking for somebody to take this problem seriously, because over the past 4 years, it just really hasn't, and it's getting worse.
I promise I'll be out before Friday.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Been talking to Matt.
Yeah.
So I can get all the details before we get.
And your contact information and all that.
Okay.
Matt can
great.
Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of county business? Okay, let the record show there is no one. Old business? New business? Approval of Purple Heart Proclamation. May I have a motion to approve Kendall County as a Purple Heart County?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bob Davidson, seconded by Judy Gilmore. I will read this proclamation aloud. And then I'd like to ask Mr. Gardner if you would come up as well. Whereas the County of Kendall and the State of Illinois has great appreciation and gratitude for all men and women who selflessly have served their country and our community in the armed forces. And whereas veterans have paid the high price of freedom by leaving their families and communities and placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women from the County of Kendall who served in armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedoms and way of life enjoyed by our residents. And whereas many men and women in uniform have given their lives while serving in the armed forces. And whereas the Purple Heart is the oldest military decoration in present use and was initially created as a badge of military merit by General George Washington in 1782. And whereas the Purple Heart was the first American service award or decoration made available to the common soldier and is specifically awarded to members of the United States Armed Forces who have been wounded or paid the ultimate sacrifice in combat with a declared enemy of the United States of America. And whereas the mission of the Military Order of the Purple Heart is to foster an environment of goodwill among the combat wounded veteran members and their families, promote patriotism, support legislative initiatives, and most importantly, make sure we never forget. And whereas the County of Kendall has a large, highly decorated veteran population, many who have earned the Purple Heart Medal as a result of being wounded while engaged in combat with an enemy force, construed as a singularly meritorious act of essential service. Therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of the County of Kendall, Illinois, hereby proclaims the County of Kendall as a Purple Heart County and encourages the residents of the County of Kendall to show their appreciation for the sacrifices the Purple Heart recipients have made in defending our freedoms, to acknowledge their courage and show them the honor and the support that they have earned. This will be approved this 16th day of May, 2017. And Mr. Gardner, did you have a couple of things that you wanted to say? Or I don't put you on the spot, but.
When I first started this and brought it to the village of Oswego and then to Scott for the county, everybody I've talked to has been 100% wholeheartedly about doing this for their communities, recognizing the veterans and the veterans who have been combat wounded or lost their lives during their time in service. And I really appreciate all of the turnout. And I have a plaque that I would like to present to Scott.
Sure. We have a roll call on the vote, and then we'll do the exchange. And this is a way for us to thank. There are veterans from every corner of our county, and I am honored to present this proclamation today. We will be the fourth of 102 counties in Illinois to be a Purple Heart County. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
With thanks, yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Thank you.
We can have all of our veterans stand up. Group, attention. Present arms. Order arms. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you all.
We've got the Military Order of the Purple Heart Special Recognition Award bestowed with pride to Kendall County, Illinois for their dedication and support honoring Americans, combat wounded veterans becoming the Purple Heart community. Presented by the Patriot members of the Department of Illinois Military Order of Purple Heart.
Thank you.
you a framed copy of the proclamation that we just passed as well. Thank you.
Thanks to all of you for your service and for coming out this morning to this morning's meeting. Mr. Davison.
While I got all the veterans here, June 23rd, we're having our 10th annual Salute to Veterans Dinner and get together at the Kendall County Fairgrounds. So I look forward to seeing you all there for a free steak dinner on us. Thank you.
I also would like to announce that up on the third floor, we have some cookies and cake that were donated as well to honor this. So please, on your way, as you leave, head upstairs, have a piece of cake, and thank you. Herschel, do you want to say something?
Yes, I'd like to say that.
Could you come up? Hey, Herschel. Could you come up to the microphone?
I think you can hear me.
I want to record you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Forgive me. 1 second here.
Herschel Luckenbill.
June 29th to July 3rd, we're bringing the Vietnam Moving Wall to Oswego. So we want to invite everybody out to show support. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And Herschel, thank you for all your hard work in putting that together. And along with that, I wanted to mention that there are flags that they're selling for that event as well. That you can get a flag. It includes a 3x5 American flag with an 8-foot white pole and an honoring tag as well, if there's somebody that you'd like to honor with the purchase of this flag. And that'll be up. They'll all be lined up at the memorial as well. Thank you. Thank you all again. Anyone else? Okay. Next item. Special presentation by the Oswego Rotary Club to Deputy Wayne Dial for 10 years with Operation Impact.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Brian Caldwell. This is Jennifer Jones Sennett. We're both members of the Oswego Rotary Club. On behalf of both of us and the Rotary Club, we'd like to thank you for letting us do this presentation at this board meeting. 10 years ago, our community suffered a major tragedy. There was a single car crash involving 9 people. 8 of those were high school students, and 1 was a young mother. Happened 3 blocks from my house. So the impact was felt throughout our community. 5 of those students died that night. The Rotary Club got together with the Kendall County, Rush Copley Hospital, the Oswego Police Department. Jennifer is an insurance representative, myself from the car industry, and we came together with a program to help teach the children that are growing and driving in our community about the impacts of their decisions behind the wheel. And in 2008, we launched the program, and since then, we have taught it to not only the both Oswego High School students or Oswego High Schools, but also here we've launched it in Yorkville at their driver's education program. And at this time, I'd like to call up Sheriff and Deputy Dial. It's with great honor that Deputy Dial has served in this capacity, teaching the kids, helping us make a difference. We've seen a significant reduction in teen crash statistics in Oswego and in the surrounding communities, and we know that this has made an impact and a difference throughout. So without his effort in the program, it would not have been as successful. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Jennifer to read about the award, and we've asked Sheriff to help us make that presentation.
The presentation of the Paul Harris Fellow recognition is the Rotary Foundation's way of expressing its appreciation for a substantial contribution to its humanitarian and educational programs. It is named for our founder, Paul Harris, a Chicago lawyer who started Rotary International with 3 business associates in 1905. Rotarians often designate a Paul Harris Fellow as a tribute to a person whose life demonstrates a shared purpose with the objectives of the Rotary Foundation. Today, we have the honor and pleasure of recognizing Deputy Robert Wayne Dial as he becomes a Paul Harris Fellow. Wayne was designated to receive this recognition as a special expression of appreciation from the Rotary Club of Oswego. A world of peace and goodwill comes closer to reality today as Wayne becomes a Paul Harris Fellow. It is because of the gifts like the one made in Wayne's honor that the Rotary Foundation is able to carry out an array of programs that achieve beneficial changes in our world. Improved living conditions, increased food production, better education, wider availability of treatment and rehabilitation for the sick and disabled, new channels for the flow of international understanding, and brighter hopes for peace. A contribution to the Rotary Foundation is an investment in the ideal of goodwill, peace, and understanding. That is an ideal held high by Rotarians the world over, and one that Wayne clearly shares. Working with such individuals of goodwill, we believe the ideal will become a reality. It gives me great pleasure, Wayne, to present you the three emblems of appreciation given to a Paul Harris Fellow: certificate and pin. Please accept our congratulations and sincere thanks for your commitment to our common goals of world understanding and peace. You're not going to pin him with that? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I will pin you.
Miss Jen.
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
Uh-oh. How about this? Does this work?
Sure.
It's going to kind of blend in with everything else.
That's okay.
Oh, good point. It's not okay. Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Dial. Next item, is there a motion to approve the Chicago HIDA Security Officer and Facility Manager contract?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kulik. Is there any discussion on this item? Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Present.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just walked.
How could I miss your shirt?
You were studying.
Let the record show that the Hawaiian John Purcell is here today. May I have a motion to approve the HIDA purchase request for TruNarc handheld chemical identification systems from Thorough Scientific Portable Analytical Instruments in the amount of $202,419.36. Thank you
so
for the assist, Ms. Hendricks. Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Ms. Hendricks.
Can I just have an overview of this? Because I was researching and I felt like it was a good thing, but I need to know more.
Sure. I don't know. Mr. Prochaska, did you want to respond to that? Or?
Go right ahead.
Sheriff?
Member Hendricks, the HIDA is a government pass-through. HIDA comes to us and uses us as the purchasing agent,
mm-hmm.
as they are it's a federal grant that they receive. In exchange for using us as a purchasing agent, we get 2% of the amount back,
mm-hmm.
as a transfer.
I was more asking about the thermal scientific portable handheld chemical.
Sheriff.
Well, with the chemists out there and their
creating new drugs, as you see that all the time. This is something that the agents can use in the field that we will have access to here in Kendall County as well. And HIDA encompasses all the Chicago area, mm-hmm. also over into Indiana. And there's a HIDA also up in Milwaukee. And the agents will be able to take the suspected narcotic, and then this tool will analyze it and tell them what's exactly in it. So it's really that, probably that stuff that we saw on TV 10 years ago. We're now starting to get it in the field. So that's what they are.
Thank you.
They'll identify it, of course.
Any additional questions? Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, could I have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of?
The appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of employees of the public body.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Kulik. Yeah. Roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
And we're going to take a quick 10-minute or so break so that we can...
We are back in regular session. Tuesday, May 16th, 2017 meeting. It's approximately 10:17 a.m. We have a motion to approve Scott Keppel as acting county administrator with a stipend of $500 per pay period. For a period not to exceed 6 months.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kulik. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Keppel. Sheriff, elected officials report and other department reports. Sheriff, not here. County clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet if you have any questions.
Any questions for the clerk? Treasurer?
Do I stay here or do I get up?
Stay there. You got the microphone.
Thank you for my new seat, I think.
You're going to get a plaque or two.
You know, 15 years. good morning. I think. You have my report in the packet. One thing I just kind of wanted to quickly note, I was in Springfield, it's probably been a couple weeks ago now, for the ACO conference, and the Illinois Department of Revenue gave a very nice speech, and one of the things that they are seeing is that they are seeing a decrease in a lot of the businesses and corporation in their income tax, because a lot of them are trending moving over to S corporations or partnerships. So therefore, they will not be paying income tax. They're paying personal income tax at a lower amount. So they're thinking that that trend is probably going to continue. So that is why we're kind of seeing our income tax drop a little bit over the past few years. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing that they brought up. So I just kind of wanted to pass that along to all of you just as food for thought. Other than that, revenues are, you know, doing all right. Obviously, the tax bills were mailed out. Some of you don't know. So the collections are coming in. This year, we will collect a little over $300 million countywide. This year. So yeah, I'd kind of been watching that number to see if we would reach there. So this year we surpassed it. So we will be very busy collecting taxes from now until October. And obviously we are taking on some extra additional responsibilities and we're trying to get organized with those. So hopefully within the next few months we'll be on top of the benefit part of our new responsibilities shortly. So I don't know, are there any questions?
I'm looking at your revenue report for the general fund, and it looks like the state sales tax is lagging behind the rest. Is that because the state's not paying their...
That is usually coming in. It's just we're seeing a drop in it.
Okay.
Ms. Flowers?
In regard to the thing you said about the business tax and going to personal tax, I guess what's the projection in terms of the revenues that we would see from that?
They didn't really give us any projections. They just said that they are starting to see that trend and a decrease in what corporations and businesses are paying in income tax due to that. I mean, while granted, the personal income tax was probably coming up, but like I said, it is taxed at a lower value than what the businesses are taxed at.
Thank you.
I'm sure some of those numbers that have been just cited might have something to do with the numerous building or businesses and thousands of people are fleeing the state because of onerous state government, onerous property taxes, and onerous regulations. So that's impacting us here, too.
Are you talking about pass-through corporations?
I'm sorry. No, just businesses, any and all, they said.
So, but you're talking about pass-through income, where the income can be passed through to the partner or the owner and taxed as personal income tax rather than a corporate tax.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. They're switching the type of business that they have to like a S-corp or a partnership. So it's taxed differently.
Any other questions for the Treasurer? Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Next, clerk of the court, Ms.
Higgins. Hello. I submitted my report last week. Our numbers are down from last year from what we projected, but hopefully we did sign up with the comptroller, and there's a 60-day waiting period, but we have about $50,000 that they collected from taxes that it's in holding, so hopefully next month maybe our numbers will look a little better once we get that money, but we're filings are down. Do you have any questions?
Thank you. State's attorney.
Two things. One reminder, the Open Meetings Act training is Thursday, 6 p.m., Kendall County Courthouse, Jury Assembly Room. Attorney General's office will be there. That's number one. And number two, from the county standpoint, a reminder that the anti-harassment training is now an online training. You do not have to go in person, much as I'm sure you'd like to see Leslie give the presentation every year, because I know it was your favorite thing of all time every year. It is now online. So for employees and supervisors, elected officials, department heads, those type of things, it is online. The link was sent out. Thank you to technology. In your still kind of former sort of capacity, Scott, worked with us with Gina to get that done online. So now instead of having to send people across the street from like the sheriff's office or shut down parts of different offices to attend the training, they can do it on their computers at whatever spot and whatever time is convenient for them. So again, thank you for that cooperation. That saved a lot of time and saved me from sending Leslie to three different trainings. That's all I have, unless there's questions.
Questions for Ms. White. Thank you. Coroner had to head back to the office. However, she did want to point out a couple things. The report is in our packet, but her new autopsy table is in, and they're very happy with it. It's working well. The old table, which had been donated from Coffey Hospital originally many years ago, has still survives and is in Stevenson County, and there are four or five counties out there that are utilizing it as well. So she wanted to pass that along, that we are passing along our table, and it's being used, continues to be used. Any questions on the corner? Give her a call, I guess. Amal, Health Department.
Good morning. I have two announcements to make. One is that the Kane County Health Department and the Kendall County Health Department, along with Mayo Clinic, is hosting a tuberculosis seminar in June, on June the 14th at Rush Copley. So I want to pass this around. Tuberculosis is a disease that is making a comeback in some places in the United States. And in this area, this part of the Chicago metropolitan area, We have been challenged by not large numbers, but some very difficult strains of tuberculosis. So this seminar is designed for physicians, nurses, and public health professionals. And one of the areas is also looking at latent tuberculosis. Latent tuberculosis is tuberculosis that's in remission. And this is something that we used to just count and observe and treat the active cases. But we are finding that we're needing to sometimes get more involved in the latent cases as well. So I'm going to be talking with Mr. Greider. He knows, asking him if he might be willing to give a welcome. Chris Laws and his counterpart, the chairman of the King County Board, will be making a welcome at that meeting, and we hope that, Scott will be able to join him and do that as well. The second piece that I want to let you know is that we have an electronic kiosk for CMAP in our lobby at the Health Department. And this is an alternative futures kiosk that CMAP has put together. CMAP is the Chicago Metropolitan Agency on Planning. This is an interactive kiosk. It's actually rather enjoyable. And you can imagine, since the alternatives in there are pre-programmed, it's looking for community participation and input. And your input's going to be a little bit cursory because there's nothing open-ended in there. There is a lot of sentiments reflected in there on conservation, you'll notice when you go through these. I've not gone through all of them yet, but the five scenarios are on climate, on walkable communities, on innovative transportation, on a transformed economy, and constrained resources. I've not seen constrained resources yet, so I'm not sure what those scenarios are like. But it's a kiosk about this large. It's a tap screen, and it presents scenarios, and you make choices about the direction that you think things should go, and then it records that data, and CMAP takes that in. So that's what I want to announce to you today. Are there any questions at all? Okay, thank you. Were there any extras?
Supervisor of Assessments, I know Andy was here earlier. I'm sure we all have lots of questions for him.
He's probably in the
water. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you. Before I get started, I want to make an announcement. Next meeting, we will be approving the agreement between Platteville and the county. Platteville last night approved it, their portion of it, so it'll be back to us for approval next month. Matt, would you please come up and give us a hand on this so we don't... At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve a map amendment for a 3.2-acre parcel located at the northeast corner of Burkhart Drive and Douglas Road. The address is 2380 Douglas Road, rezoning from R1 to R3.
And I would like to reflect that the state's attorney is stepping away for this particular one due to a conflict. Right
excuse me.
That's a motion. I need a second.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Prochaska.
Matt Osmeyer, I'm the senior planner for Kendall County. This is a request by the property owner to rezone their property from R1 to R3 so that they can subdivide the property and build another home on what would be the eastern portion of the existing property. When this proposal originally went to the Plan Commission had concerns regarding stormwater and regarding the fact that this would be the only R3 zone property on that side of the road, on the east side of Douglas Road, and they unanimously recommended denial for those reasons. When the matter went to the Zoning Board of Appeals, the petitioner had a stormwater specialist testify that the new house and the proposed rezoning would not negatively impact the stormwater situation in that area, and the Zoning Board of Appeals recommended approval by a vote of 6-1. One member of the Board of Appeals said that they voted for it because of the testimony of the specialist. The person who voted against it had concerns about the R3 going across Douglas Road. The petitioner, as I said, would like to build a house the minimum square footage in the existing R1 would not let them do that, which is why they're seeking the rezoning. I know the petitioner's attorney is here if there's any additional questions related to the proposal.
I think a big part of the issue that came out at the zoning meeting, or planning building zoning committee meeting, had to do with the water drainage in the area, which is a bigger overall problem that this split didn't appear to, it wasn't exacerbating necessarily. It's just an overall issue that needs to be dealt with. And, following the meeting, I was sent pictures from one of the residents who came out that evening, which I forwarded to the village of Oswego as well. And one of the things they're doing is, in addition to reaching out to Mr. Kramer at some point, is that they're adding these various catch basins to their pre-storm review. There's a lot of residue from the fields has been washing into these, and so they need to be cleaned out more. And then we also had a picture that showed maybe some slight grading would help get the water, keep it from pocketing in certain areas and drain how it's supposed to drain. So as we mentioned to the residents who came out earlier before the meeting, this is something that we're definitely looking into and trying to work together as a joint effort with our various entities.
Yeah, John.
So I'm just trying to understand this here, looking at the map. This is the northeast corner. So the property immediately to the east, which is labeled Gulf View Estates Lot 1, that's R1. How big are the lots of R1, this particular lot of R1 compared to these two lots, the proposed lots of R3?
The proposed new lots would take the parcel that's in question down from 3.2 acres to the western parcel would be 1.7 acres, and the eastern parcel would be about 1.5 acres.
Okay.
So the minimum square footage for R3 is, if I remember correctly, it's 45,000
square feet.
That fits within that. And what about the lot to the east, the Gulf View Estates Lot 1? How big is that lot?
It's close to 3 acres, John, and yeah. They sent a letter saying they favored the zoning.
They sent a letter what?
Saying they favored the new home.
Okay, so I guess the question I'd have is, could those property owners to the east and come back and do the same thing since they have approximately the same size parcel?
The answer to that question is maybe. We would have to evaluate each parcel on a case-by-case basis. The other issue is that the Plat Act says you're allowed to do a one-time lot split on any parcel that's in existence as of October the 1st, 1973.
Okay.
And the these parcels were recorded in the recorder's office on September 21st, 1973. So they would be able, in theory, to do that. It would depend on the location of septic systems, septic fields, wells.
So it's not a yes or no. It really is a case by case.
It's a case by case basis.
Okay, so we're not just granting this particular parcel a favor over those other parcels.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions on this item? Roll call, please.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Graves?
Aye. We have a strange request. I'd like to make a motion to revocation of a special use permit at the property located at the northwest corner of Fox Road and Grinman, identified as parcel ID number 04302000003 and 04291000007.
Motion made by David.
Second.
Seconded by
herself. This is a unique case. The property owner would like to build a house on the subject property. The special use permit that was granted in the 80s was done to restrict the lot size of the properties in the subdivision to allow them to be as small as less than an acre and as large as 24.1 acres. And the property owner would not be able to build a house if the existing special use remained in effect. So that's why they're requesting the revocation.
Any questions on this item? Roll call, please.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks? Hmm.
Yes.
It's interesting.
I'd also like to make a motion to approve the proposal from WBK Engineering for the work related to the supplemental of the annual report for 2017, the NPDES and the MS4 requirements.
Motion made by Davidson.
Second.
Seconded by Purcell.
This is just the annual report for our permit. The fee of $1,700 plus 10% of the cost for reimbursable costs is the same as the fee for last year.
This does not have the amount listed on here that I think that it needs to for purposes of OMA.
We should
probably bring this back.
I'll withdraw my second.
Well, I see a cost there.
Not the $1,700.
It's not on the in here for the motion.
Agenda. Agenda.
We've been pretty consistent on having dollar amounts in there. So let's bring that back.
Okay.
Next June 4th, whatever it is.
So right. We'll bring it back next month.
Thank you. Motion was the second was withdrawn by Purcell and the motion was withdrawn by Davidson.
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to approve the proposal from Jensen. It's landscaping, I believe, in the amount of $3,800 for the removal of the brush piles and related work in the Tanglewood subdivision.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, second by Purcell.
This is for the continued work out in Tanglewood Trails subdivision. There is an escrow account where these funds will be paid from if this is approved.
And there's roughly $42,000?
Something like that. Yes.
What do we have left besides this? What other work do we have left to accomplish?
Don't know. That comes from the Township Road Commissioner. Everything is running through him in getting all the the list completed so we can, turn it over to the Homeowner Association.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Prochaska, law adjustment legislation.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of a squad car video recording system RFP.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, second by any discussion?
If I may, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
This is to send out an RFP to get to find out the cost of replacing our current car audio and video recording systems. And with an option for integration for optional body-worn cameras. The reason we are doing this at this time is our current system that we use in our squad cars is going to no longer be supported very, very, very shortly. And if we don't get new ones in, it's quite possible you will not have any squad car video recordings.
Mr. Davis?
Is there a dollar amount in this or not?
This is just an RFP so we can get the dollar amounts.
Okay.
Yourself.
Last time I spoke to the sheriff on this, he said he'd like to get the RFP and get the numbers and do it the next fiscal year.
Yes.
So sometime December we'd have to
budget
for this during the budget process. But that was his, so he's been consistent with his message to you as well.
Correct.
Yeah, so we'll probably do something early in December so the numbers come back. I think he was talking under 200 grand or maybe a little over, somewhere around there.
Center.
And we do need to move on this quickly because the obsolescence is rushing at us.
Rushing.
Oh.
Not rush, is it?
Maybe they're spying on us.
Any other questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Prochaska?
No, sir.
Admin HR, Ms. Kulik?
I'd like to make a motion to approve electric aggregation supplier and contract terms and authorize county board chair to sign final agreement with Dynergy Energy for 3 years.
Second. Motion by Kulik, seconded by Purcell.
I know we've talked about this at a couple meetings, and Chris is here if we have any additional questions at this point.
Thank you to David Burrell for his whirlwind review of this for us as well. I think it's all in good shape. Leslie, I can't see you now, but did David indicate that that was what I took from the email that he sent?
I think he's fine.
Okay. Yeah,
could I ask Chris a question? He's been to so many meetings, and at least give him a reason to be here. He's been patient when we weren't able to act. So, just briefly, again, where are the rates compared to where they had been and what ComEd was looking at?
Okay, so the rate is 7.182 cents, and ComEd's rate is 7.276 cents starting in September. ComEd does have a summer rate, but your contract doesn't start till September, so it really is what they call the winter rate, 7.2 cents.
And what was it currently? Did it expire?
6.2 cents.
And you're seeing that that's a trend?
That's going up, and okay. It's primarily related to the capacity cost increasing, as we've talked in depth about.
Okay.
And it's going up again the next year.
Thank you.
Questions? Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Thank you. Highway, Mr. Kellogg is not here, and we didn't have any action items. However, Fran, you are here and patiently waited this whole time. Do you want to give somebody that Millington Bridge?
Would
you please?
Well, what bridge are we closing down this week?
None, I hope. Fran Kloss, County Engineer. Things are falling into place rather quickly.
Falling
into place, not falling into the river. The bridge remains closed. We have a whole team of structural engineers working on a solution as quickly as we can get there. We expect to have a signed detour route in place within a week. We've ordered all those signs up. They're getting Julie locates now. We've contacted and are working with LaSalle County as far as trying to figure out how a fix will be paid for. And we could probably in the next 30 to 60 days have a plan to repair the bridge, but it will be up to the resource agencies, IDNR, IEPA, Army Corps. They will probably determine how long this process will take because they'll decide when and if we can get into the river.
Fran, will Kendall or LaSalle be the lead agency on this?
I assume we will. We have always been lead agency for the repairs, so I assume we'll be lead.
Thank you.
But we'll have to get concurrence from them on the solution.
Yeah, I wanted to ask another question about the Purple Heart signs that Highway's going to be putting up. And can you tell us where those are going to be?
The plan is to put them at all major highways entering the county. So county highways, state highways, I think we had 18 or 19 different locations where they would be installed at the county lines.
A temporary or permanent?
Permanent, they would be in lieu of the 911 signs that went up in 1992 or so.
Something like that, yep.
The sheriff said that he feels that everyone knows that you can dial 911 from your cell phone now. Facilities, Mr. Davidson.
We have a meeting coming up. I don't know when it is. Not very far down the road. We've been addressing several items that keep cropping up in our program. There's not a lot of activity right at the moment. We're just completing projects. I'm not going to go through the list. It's in the report and for time purposes. And I think, let me look here, our next meeting, did we put it in here? Did not.
June 5th.
When's our next meeting, Jim?
June 5th.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you. Economic Development, Ms. Hendricks.
Yes, I would like to have a motion to approve the revolving loan fund to Priscilla Liberatore, James Manfrey, and Michael Manfrey for Lucky Beef and Dogs in the amount of $32,500 at 2.9% interest rate and a 6-year amortization. This is...
Second.
Thank you.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by myself.
This is going in where the Pizza Hut used to be on Douglas Road in Montgomery. We have not moved as fast as we could have because their original application came in at the holidays, which is a very difficult time then to move through committee and board meetings. But we all felt very good about it in committee. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. And I'll leave it at that.
Mr. Brazil.
I have a few questions. What is our position on the loan? Is it a first position, second position, third position?
First.
First. Excellent. Well, that's good. And is it on equipment? Is it on property?
Property, as so, detailed in your packet.
So they own the property?
Yes.
And they don't have a mortgage on it?
No, they're using a property as collateral.
So do they have a mortgage on it, I guess?
Yes, but we've already done that work. You can see in the information here that there's sufficient equity to collateralize the loan.
So they have a mortgage with the bank, so we'd actually be a second position behind the bank?
Not for this loan.
Okay, and then the other thing is, what is the rate we're charging compared to other loans?
It's less as it's supposed to be. The purpose of the Economic Development Committee, or the fund, the revolving loan fund, is to provide what might be considered higher risk or riskier loans, or also loans that are difficult to get because of the small size of businesses at an interesting and interest rate.
Okay, let me rephrase the question then. How is this interest rate compared to other EDC loans that we have outstanding?
It's about on a par. They vary because the interest rate from the revolving loan fund is negotiated.
Okay. So do you know if it's higher or lower? Or
it's,
don't you know?
It's somewhat higher than some historically.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Davis.
How many employees are we rating this? How did this figure come up to $650,000? Is this a number of...
It's $32,500. This is for a small privately owned business.
It's not job related then?
They will be creating jobs that actually meet our previous requirements. But yes, they're going to be, I think we have in here, 7 jobs total. Their concept is to have a family owned and operated business there that the families in the area can bring their kids to, and it to be the kind of place where everybody says, let's go to Lucky Dogs. So we're confident that they have the skills and background necessary to make that work.
I believe they're here. Is there any benefit that have?
I'm just curious, what was the actual vote out of the committee?
As I recall, it was unanimous.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to call a question.
Okay.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Six to two, the ayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Finance, Ms. Kulik, have you had something else?
I had an additional item for
from last night from Administration HR Committee. I just wanted to update everyone. Jill came and gave us a nice update last night about the transfer of some of the tasks of the HR coordinator position in administration that have moved down to the treasurer's office. And so I wanted to kind of read that listing off and let you know what's been moved at this point. So employee health benefits, including enrollment, insurance reports to the HR administration committee, the wellness program, 6-month measurement period of part-time employees, unemployment claims, FMLA. So those are the items that have moved from upstairs basically to the treasurer's office. And liquor licenses and bonds have moved to Debbie's office, to the clerk's office.
Elected official bonds.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Not
bonds
our
of the buildings.
Right, not our
not
capital
bonds.
Or
right. Yeah, that'd but be it.
Individual bonds.
Right. Insurance bonds. I guess would be the best way to put
bonds,
it.
Bonds.
So I just wanted to give everybody that update and allow, not to put Ms. Furco on the spot, but allow us to ask any questions that we may have of her
so
that
put
the
her
committee
on the spot.
Didn't ask. So I totally put her on the spot right now. Or if you have anything additional that you wanted to add.
I don't think so. Like I said, I shared with you kind of what we're working through. Things we're needing to do a lot of cleanup, some items. So we are working on that. We've already put a few things in place as far as having a problem log sheet so that employees, when they call, we log it, we track it, so we know where we're at with the status of them, so that you know nobody falls through the cracks and that we're making sure we're following up on those. We'll kind of be starting from scratch, putting some procedures in place, and just kind of working through getting things organized at this point in time. There was a little bit of filing that needed to be caught up on, and so that's getting accomplished. We have had training. Jody with CBEZ came out last Friday. We did a 4-hour crash course on enrollment, terminations, everything like that. So she was wonderful, and she is still an excellent contact point for us. We have questions, she answers them right away. So she's been very helpful through this process. So we'll get there, just a little bit of time. So hopefully we're just going to try to address issues as fast as possible and hopefully keep the employees happy.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for
welcome.
For that. I should have.
You're also up for
earlier.
Finance now.
I'm up for finance. All right. But I wanted to get that in. So thank you. All right. So now we'll make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $1,105,805.78 and grand juror claims in an amount not to exceed $272.77.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Mr. Davidson.
I guess my question's going to fall to the chairman of finance. How are we, Mr. Purcell, you canceled the finance meeting and now we're approving over $1 million worth of funds without reviewing the bills because you canceled the meeting. And there was a quorum. We do have a vice chairman. So I guess I'm asking why you canceled the meeting for the finance.
Well, that's a good question, Mr. Davidson. We always approve the bills here at the board. Well, we do have the opportunity to review them at the committee, but in lieu of other things we had going on, we didn't have much on the agenda that needed to be taken care of, and we, as we voted on earlier, some other pressing issues. Didn't know how long that meeting was going to go, so I just said, why don't we just run those to the board? So that was why I decided that.
Well, I believe we have a vice chairman and 4 members. You know, there's 4 members of that committee, and we've never, in my history of being on the board, we've canceled because we haven't had a quorum, but that's been the only reason that I know of that a committee meeting was ever canceled, even though there was a big agenda on all sides. I mean, I've been here just like you for some long hours, and here we go, we're approving bills that haven't been gone through, and we've done it this way, John. Every month, if this is the case, let's eliminate it all the way around, if that's your reasoning. Because you're right, we did talk about it, committee of the whole, but nobody went through the through it with a kind of a fine-tooth comb to figure out what was right or wrong, or give us an opportunity for questions. So, sorry, I disagree on what you did, and I wish you hadn't have done that, because it looks like you just made a decision and didn't talk to anybody else in the committee. So, that's all I have to say.
Well, you're welcome to vote now if you'd like.
Any other questions or comments on this item? Roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. I'd also like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $1,115.
Second.
Motion made by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion on this item? Roll call, please.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. Health and Environment, Ms. Gilmore.
Thank you. We just met yesterday, so there isn't anything in the packet yet. I do want to mention that in conjunction with Will County, the county's going to have an electronic recycling event this August. We would be waiting for your approval on that as well, but it's kind of a unique opportunity here in the county. It's our first time that we've had that. So we'll have more information as we get closer.
Great. Thank you.
I have a question.
Ms. Hendricks.
I'm very interested in that, and I love that. How are we going to let the public know? I'm just curious.
Well, we will let the public know, and what I understand is the public will have the opportunity to schedule a time when they want to come in and, you know, do
drop the stuff off, right.
Maybe if Dr. Tokars, if you want to give us any additional information that you might have, appreciate it.
You might have already answered this, and I apologize. I just can't remember how it was getting disseminated.
It's okay.
I think we voted on this last month, right?
You did. You voted on it. The only thing that's left is it's gone through Will County. Their state's attorney's office approved the changes that we worked on, and it's going to go through their board approval this week.
Okay.
And then I'll have a blackened copy for you. But this is a four-hour event from 8 a.m. to noon at the health department on Saturday, August the 5th. And people will have an electronic sign-up. Apparently, this is what other counties are doing to handle the event. It's not something intuitively that I would have wanted to do it that way, but that's how they're telling us it needs to be done. And then they actually sign up for a very specific slot. Mm-hmm. And when those slots are full, the event is closed. So we know there's a need. I'm very happy about doing it, and I'm a little bit worried too. I hope we can really be helpful to people, and I hope that it will be an event that will run smoothly. And we know that there are not enough places for people to take their electronic recycling. So it'll be a little bit of help for people, and then we'll learn from it. And if it works really well, we'll be able to do it again or improve it after that.
What I'm curious about is how is it being disseminated?
So we're going to put out a notice on it on our website, and we've announced it at public meetings. This will be probably the sixth announcement that we'll have made. And then there'll be a link provided for people to sign up. And it's only 4 hours, so it probably won't need enormously broad dissemination just because the need is out there. Yeah.
Thank you.
So mostly we've announced it at these meetings, and then we'll put a formal notice out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your support.
Thank you. Labor and grievance, did that meet?
I think that's been canceled every month.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if meetings ever were canceled, but I think that one was.
Thank you, Mr. Purcell. Committee of the Whole. Mr. Kepler.
Valerie sent out an announcement around 10:30 that it was also canceled for this Thursday. Labor and grievance.
Another meeting was canceled. Okay.
Thank you.
Of course, they're not paying giant bills, but yeah.
We'll put the end of town, John.
Right.
We did have a meeting.
Thank you. Committee of the Whole, we discussed Well, we had Chris come out and speak to us. And then we had lengthy executive session. May I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Second by Kulik, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Special committee reports, VAC. Olivia, you're still here. Do you want to say anything? Okay. Come on up. Yeah. You don't have a mic over there yet, so.
At our past board meeting, we received approval to purchase another vehicle to continue our outreach efforts. Our appointments have gone up 163% compared to 2015 when we started, and 63% compared to this time last year. So it is proving to work to continue this outreach, and I think that was really the only thing that was significant, is just purchasing that other vehicle.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah.
Appreciate it. Any questions? Historic preservation, Liz?
We will be meeting tomorrow night, and we have the new format, so we have more members available.
You have a quorum?
We'll have quorums, so it will be awesome.
Thank you. Any questions for Liz? Juvenile Justice Council, Judy.
Well, I just wanted to give an update on the Sky race that we had. April 29th, it was our most successful one so far. We had over 270 participants, and even though it was a rainy, cold day, Mr. Weiss was out there, and everybody had a good time. And we don't have the exact totals because we still have some bills to pay, but the race did bring in over $14,000.
Nice.
There will probably be a profit around maybe $7,000 or $8,000. I'm just guessing. So it was very successful. So.
Thank you.
Thanks for everybody that came out. Appreciate it.
Thanks to the Forest Preserve for allowing us to run out at that location. It actually, a lot of the runners do mention it's very different than running the streets or, you know, wherever they happen to go. So.
Ms. Furco, you make it?
She did.
Yes, I made it.
She was so far out in front of me, I never saw her after she took off. So.
And Ms. Ingemanson was there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Hills were a little rough, though.
Oh, yeah.
And going down the hill towards the river is fun. Going back up the hill is not so much.
I thought Mr. Davidson was going to be out there, but...
My golf cart broke down.
Thank you. UCCI.
Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council will have our monthly meeting next Monday at the Sangamo Club in Springfield, Illinois. We will be discussing economic development and the budget... Springfield budget impasse, along with legislative updates.
Mr. Davidson.
Budget for 2 years.
Any questions? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Prochaska. Their business.
I do have a notice, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Weiss.
From the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, we get those notice of permits for Caterpillar. So you should have gotten a copy. Debbie said she sent it out to you. If you have any questions, you have 45 days.
The IEPA from Caterpillar, you said?
IEPA for a permit for Caterpillar. Okay. For 45 days to submit that comments if you choose to do so.
Does it say in a little brief synopsis what they're doing there? I haven't seen that.
You had an email.
What's that?
You had an email.
I didn't see it.
You would like me to read the whole thing?
No, I just didn't.
It doesn't specifically state.
I'll look for my email.
I'll try to get my email.
About different emissions there.
I'll talk to the technology director.
Thank you.
See if he can retrieve it for me.
Chairman's report, announcement, David Zilke, Board of Review, 2-year term, expires June of 2019, and Theodore Schneller, Board of Review, alternate, 2-year term, expires June 2019.
So moved.
That's just an announcement, We'll vote at the next meeting on
perfect.
That.
But save that for later.
Citizens to be heard.
Moving along.
Let the record show there's no one else.
It's only 11.
Questions from the press?
No questions, sir.
Any need for executive session? Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
How's that?
Yeah.
We had an executive session and a break.